Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. Gatesworth sponsors this segment, Finest in Senior Living. 170 Del Mar, 1 McKnight Place. Answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk. If you get a chance, head to the Gatesworth. You will absolutely love it.
I do think Frank and Kenny Wallace need to trade food notes, like side of the road places, because he's driving back usually at midnight from Central Illinois, like you were knocking down Euros the other night. Frank's food picks. Next one's going to be at a roadside stop in Atlanta, Illinois.
It should be in Canton. Has a nice Spoon River Speedway. I wanted to ask Kenny if he ever raced there. I think he has in Canton, Illinois. It's a very. I think you would enjoy. You talk about the crowds at your minor league stadiums. Get some of these dirt tracks with about 5,000 people in it. It's pretty wild.
Sounds good.
All right, before we he's going to need more information. All right, before we close out the hour, it's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, Tyler O'Neill plays 150 games. What does the stat line look like?
30 home runs, 75 RBIs, 245 batting average, 290 on base.
I wrote down 245, 30, and 80. Now, 80 might be a little optimistic. But it's funny, Vance Dyke said, don't tell me about home runs. Tommy Pham told me, don't tell me about batting. I don't know anymore. I don't know what stats we're supposed to lean on.
I guess OPS and slugging.
All right, level of optimism for Mizzou football out of 10. I was just thinking with the media day yesterday, didn't you start thinking about the schedule? And this Kelly Bryant seems like could be special.
Yeah. A favorite in 11 of the 12 regular season games.
Is it too early to do it? All right, at Wyoming, you got to win that.
Yeah, you got to win that.
Hold on, Plazzi. West Virginia at home.
That'll be a big game.
All right. SEMO at home. I think they got him. South Carolina. You're at home.
Yeah.
Troy.
Yep.
Ole Miss. Those are all home. Yep. You really got a bevy of home games.
Hallie, the intern, rooting. Who you root for that time? You grew up in this region. Your birth certificate. Well, it says technically Illinois, but you'll definitely be rooting for Ole Miss.
Yeah, how are you trying to sway her then? She was born in Illinois. She goes to Ole Miss. Why would she root for Mizzou?
Yeah,
How about if Illinois plays Mizzou in basketball? Who do you root for?
Well, Mizzou's in the SEC, so we're against them all the time. So usually I'm always against Mizzou.
Wow. Plowsy's got an alignment here.
Yeah.
All right. At Vandy, Frank, that's winnable, right?
Yep.
At Kentucky. Now, they haven't been able to beat Kentucky, so you can't just chalk that one up, to be fair.
No, but Kentucky lost a lot, and we have Kelly Bryant.
All right. At Georgia. So you're in the chances they're 8-0 going to that Georgia game. 50% or higher?
I'd say it's still lower. I mean,
you're going to lose a game here or there.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're 7-1 going into Georgia, that'd be great. Let's do the show from Georgia. Let's go to Athens, Georgia. You know who moved to Athens, Georgia? C.J. Cherry, the Cardinals' longtime traveling secretary.
Why?
Lives in Athens, Georgia. I forget why, but he lives.
Doesn't his daughter still work with the Cardinals?
I believe yes.
Athens,
we'll
Georgia.
Stay
wow.
With C.J.
And he's kind of a Xavier guy. He's always rooting for...
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. Versus Florida versus Tennessee, back-to-back at home. Arkansas, that game's in Little Rock. That's a very winnable schedule, you think?
Yeah. Look, I would say 10-... Well, gosh, how can you say Mizzou football 10-2? I don't know.
We got to get the Vegas number. It's a little early, Plaza. We'll do this again in a few weeks, okay, when we update our depth chart.
Let's say 9-3. 9-3 is not crazy.
No, it's not crazy. Not with
that's disappointing
easy.
To me.
Because you're excited, right?
I'm not a Mizzou fan. I picked them though this year to win the SEC East. I think 10 wins at least. I think under 10 is a disappointment. But if you look at the roster, look at the schedule.
And only just Tuna and Strick can wake up in the morning and read like Twitter or Post Dispatch, where Barry Odom gets his 7th recruit from the St. Louis area. Well, there are not enough four-stars in that group. Only those guys could look at Barry Odom getting good players here in town. Oh, they're not four-stars.
Right, because you think the Danny Hyder, Strickland, and Tuna, when you think of recruiting
exactly.
acumen.
In fact, Brian, that wouldn't be a bad guess to get Heitert's take on how Mizzou has done, what these players are like they're getting commitments from.
Okay.
I believe Danny's nephew might be the starting quarterback at CBC next year as well.
Is that right?
A little scattering report on that. All right, Frank, was there anything more representative of Matt Carpenter's bad luck season than last night when he gets hit? He hits the foot, right? Leaves the and they have to pinch hit for him, and he still gets credit for the strikeout because he left the at-bat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Talk about just everything going wrong. You injure yourself.
One more to the total.
Yeah.
Hey, give it to Carpenter. He's got plenty.
And apparently that is the rule. You get 2Ks, you leave, you get the art. You are the MLS. What questions do you have left for the St. Louis group? Any?
I'd like to know a title sponsor in the stadium, and I'd like to know a little bit about the in-stadium sponsorship. But we got two pretty freaking wealthy families together. I kind of like our chances.
And number five, who tweets more, Brendan Schaefer or Donald Trump?
Or Rennie Knott.
Knott
is one.
Okay, Rennie. Because Rennie, Trump, Brendan, or maybe Rennie, Brendan, Trump.
I think that's the one.
That's the proper ranking.
Brennan's a strong two there.
Yeah, we'll revisit it a later
Our good
day.
Friend Howard Richards, come on, Frank, where's the optimism? I'm saying 9-3. That's really good.
I think it wounded him when you said, Mizzou 10-2. Why not Mizzou? Howard, I'm with you. Why not Mizzou 10-2?
That could be a billboard on Highway 70.
Why not
Mizzou 10-2?
That's a Jim Nantz call when they win it all.
That's right. All right, let's say 10-2. 10-2 or bust.
There you go. And Howard's bigger than us.
That's right.
And plus, we want him to come in studio
someday. That is very true.
All right, what are we? Oh, I don't even have to ask. You're done, too.
Yeah, Cam's coming in, but I want to mention Ryan Kelly, the homeloanexpert.com. For any of your home loan needs, he is the guy to contact. 314-781-9700. Visit him online at thehomeloanexpert.com. And the Cardinals host the Houston Astros the weekend of July 26th through the 28th. Great giveaways all series long, including the 2004 Mystery Player jersey presented by Cooper Tires. Get your tickets today at cardinals.com/promotions.
All right, the Cam Jansen Show is next.